Okay, we're here with the seniors from the Lehigh track team. The girls just came, both groups just came back from the state championship. Girls came back with a state championship and the boys with a runner-up, first time in school history. So just a few thoughts from you guys about how that went and how you felt about it.
Yeah, so it was definitely a big accomplishment, again, you know, to be able to say that we got a state championship on the girls' side. And really, it wasn't a shared championship. It was just us this time, especially for our senior year, you know, going out with a bang like that one last time doing indoor, that was definitely something remarkable. So,
And we talked about it with the underclassmen about how that probably motivated you to perform a little bit better, to make sure that it was that you weren't just co-champions this year like last year, that you were the champions.
Yeah, definitely. Last year, having to share it, you know, definitely at the end, we had to take pictures, so kind of giving the trophy back and forth. It was a little bit stressful, kind of held us longer. So, yeah, we definitely wanted to not have to share anything, just really go and see how many points we could win by and just individually have that championship.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, so to kind of get us going here so people know who we're talking to, each one of you tell them who you are and a little bit about what you do as part of the team, like your events that you run, you know, just a little bit about yourself.
I'm Bailey Butina. I'm a sprinter, a hurdler, and a jumper.
Okay.
You guys have heard from me. I'm Savannah. I do the jumps, I sprint, a lot of relays, so.
I'm Julia, and I'm a sprinter.
I'm Connor Early. I focus on the jumps mainly, but I do short sprints as well. Okay. And relays if they need me.
So we have Bailey Butina, Savannah Parsons, Julia Britton, and Connor Early here. Those are not the only seniors on the team, but those are the ones that are here today to do some talking and represent the seniors from the team. So tell me a little bit about, you guys have been here for 4 years. The girls have accumulated 3 state championships, outdoor season 1 year, co-champions at indoor last year, and then champions this year at indoor. Give me some thoughts or some feelings about that, how you feel about that, and sort of, you know, when you walk into these meets, how does it make, knowing that you've got these under your belt, what kind of confidence does it give you, or how does it motivate you?
I think really, going into it, we really want to prove ourselves and show that we can do it again and hold our title.
Okay.
Having state championships going into these in-season meets, it definitely gives us some confidence, and they're not as stressful, you know, because we're really just using those kind of as a practice a lot of times, especially if they're smaller meets that we're hosting, because really it's all working towards the state meet and seeing what we can do.
Right.
But our freshman year, I never would have imagined having accomplished as many things as we have. So, yeah, I mean, it definitely gives a big confidence boost.
Anybody else? Okay, so you guys, this is your 4th year running track, right, for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means you've had several groups of seniors ahead of you. What are some of the things you remember or that caused you to look up to those seniors that motivated you to do what you're doing as a senior now?
I mean, I think Cassidy going out and proving what she can do every time and kind of being that role model for us and pushing through her injuries and all of her, like, mental things and blocks she had really showed us what we can do and what we needed to live up to.
I agree. Cassidy was definitely a big role model for me. We did a lot of the same events. I grew up with her, so coming in my freshman year and her being a junior, she definitely took me under her wing. You know, it was very nice to have her there and to watch her and see what all she could do and give me something to strive for.
Coming in last year as a hurdler for the first year without Cassidy, I definitely had some big shoes to fill, and I'm doing my best. I'm not as good as Cassidy yet, but she's definitely given me something to strive for.
Okay.
I think a couple of guys on the track team when I was the boys' side wasn't as popular when I was a freshman. It was kind of really picking up because that was, I mean, Joey and Sheena's second year, I guess. But there was a couple guys like Grayson and Braden Hammonds that really put like a model for me, like the work ethic and the power in the weight room, just really the drive and the shift from not focusing on track and it just being like a background sport to really like a championship program. Mm-hmm. And it was like a change. It was a gradual change. And you could tell that Coach Carroll and Coach Miss Carroll really changed the program, and those guys were buying in, so it helped everybody else buy in as well.
Okay. So as seniors, you've seen the program grow. You've seen where it is now. What do you guys want to be remembered for?
I would definitely say our work ethic. Seeing how far we've come since our freshman year, you know, as I said, never expecting to win anything, especially at a state level, and then actually going on to national competitions and, you know, competing in them. It's definitely, I mean, it's made a huge difference in my life, so I really hope that, you know, the younger generations coming up, as I looked up to some of our seniors, I hope that they can look up to us and just see how much we've put in and what we can do and what they can do.
I think our team just is really close-knit, and we do the matching hair and the glitter, and everybody's just really apart. Even the boys, like, we love to go eat together. We all ride the bus home, and I hope that the continuing generations after us stay close and have a good team.
Okay.
Another thing is doing things the right way. I think everybody, especially the people that are there every day, every meet, that are always competing, they do things the right way. When it starts on Monday, they do the little things like warming up the right way. And us as seniors, I think we were kind of a first group to really change the program and want to focus on doing things with a purpose instead of just going out there and going through the motions. Like it's really a purpose. And another thing, like Bailey said, like everybody is very close. Like everybody gets along and everybody can have a good time. We laugh and cut up all the time. And I want to be known for how much fun that we have as a program, but also how serious and like how hard we work as well.
And speaking of, you know, working and being serious, talk a little bit about, you know, people see this as, you know, they think track, oh, we just got there and run or jump or whatever. Talk a little bit more about, it's not just about running. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh my gosh. We put in countless hours, countless. It's not just going out there and jumping or running. Like, there's so much technique, especially in the jumps, because you have long jump, triple jump, and high jump. So, and then some schools have pole vault, which we don't, but there's just so much technique, and every single one of them are different. And it's just so, it's very hard to perfect or even get close to perfecting any of them. And then also, you know, you have the shot put and stuff, which is a very strategic type of event. And then even running, you know, you have certain forms and things, and it's so different depending on what sprint you're doing or what distance you're running.
Mm-hmm. I think too, it's not even at practice. Like during the school day, we're studying our events and we're watching videos and we're talking to our coaches and really learning how to perfect each thing we do.
Okay.
It's not just a physical side or what your form is like. Going into these meets, it's a huge mental game, and it's not talked about enough. And I know all, like, everybody sitting here has a mental side to their execution and what they do. And another thing is the countless, like, staying after practice and staying longer than you should, and also coming on weekends sometimes. I know I've been there on weekends with a bunch of jumpers. The jumping side and the technique side just takes so much time. And a shout out to both coaches that want to spend their time coming out and teaching us and really putting the effort in. It's not just us as athletes, but the coaches want to be there too.
And that's time away from their families too. And you all have time away from your families. But it's important to put that time in. Describe, for the girls, I guess this would be, and also for Connor as a runner-up, describe how it felt when you realized, for you guys, that you had won the state championship this year, and for you that, you know, you realized you had it locked in as a runner-up.
So, you know, throughout the meet and throughout the 2 days, we tally up the scores and we add up points and we see where people can earn points. And we really try to stay ahead. And when it got down to it, when Allie Jones and Candace ran that 1,000, and when they passed them and they overstepped what they had been ranked at, we knew we had won it this season. And we were just overjoyed. And we just wanted to go out there with the last few events and see how many points we could win by and how many points we could score over the runner-up team.
Nails?
Going into it, I remember one of my teachers asked me if the boys had a chance at all, and I was like, no, not at all. We won't even be a show. Because we really didn't have that many guys going to the meet, and the performance list wasn't great, myself included. I wasn't ranked very high, not looking to score a lot of points, but a lot of big performances come out, and like AJ Huff is a huge one. He PR'd by like 3 feet and got fifth place, scored a bunch of points. I know Elijah, that 4x8 was unreal. The 4x4 was huge in sealing the deal of getting runner up, but nobody really expected us to be runner up or even in the contest to even be on the leaderboard. But it was a huge turning point, and I think it made us realize like, hey, we can score some serious points and like we can do some damage at the state meet. And it's not just a region level, because we were region champs last year, but like we can move on and translate it onto the state level.
And you know, at home we were following along also, a lot of people were, and I remember for the girls, I didn't realize until before the 4x4, I realized going into the 4x4 that you guys had it sealed up, because you were ahead by 10.5 points, and the most that anybody can score is 10. But you guys said you realized that when you got to the 1,000, which is the event before, once it was over with, and then the boys going in, it wasn't quite as concrete for them. I remember sitting there thinking that they were either third or tied for fourth. I can't remember which one it was, but it was only a difference of like 1 or 2 points, and I remember thinking they can still be the runner-ups. The state championship, I think, was they were 20 points ahead of the second-place team, but I remember thinking the boys could still leapfrog 1 or 2 teams and finish runner-up. So it was right down to the wire for you guys.
Yeah, I think the girls were being a little humble. They knew they were going to win way before the 1,000. They have a different set of confidence than a lot of people do, and it's a good thing. And knowing that they can win by a lot of points is a good thing, but they don't rub it in somebody's face or make it known that, hey, I'm better than you and you suck. But no, they just go out there and prove themselves, and they have to have that sort of confidence in the back of their mind, like, hey, I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. And I think they all do. And the boys, I think, is also kind of shifting to that way.
And just to list some accomplishments, if you guys want to go individually and list some accomplishments that you've had, like, I know some of you have competed at the national level, whether it was with this team or whether it was with your summer teams, because you sometimes are on a summer team that gets you some out-of-season training. But if you want to just quickly list a few accomplishments that you've had individually or as a team.
Well, I'm a one-time state champ, not as many as the girls have, but I won long jump this previous year. I've been all-state in a bunch of events, and I've been an All-American long jumper twice.
And didn't you also break the state record?
Yeah, the state meet record indoors. Okay. This previous season.
Yep. And what is that record now?
22:10.25.
22:10.25. And I think before you came into the program, I think the school record here, both indoor and outdoor, was, I think the longest anybody ever jumped was 21 feet 6 inches.
I believe so. It was something like that. But I set it my sophomore year at Nationals.
Mm-hmm. And then you jumped farther this year, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I've competed at state multiple times. I've won the state long jump twice, won the state triple jump twice, high jump, and then, of course, our 4x1 relay has won last year, and then our 4x2 just recently won, and we had won once before that as well. I got All-American honors at Adidas Nationals last year in the triple jump. And then I did do AAU which is a summer league last summer, and I did pretty decent in that. I qualified for what they call the Junior Olympics, but it's not really as big as it sounds.
It's bigger than you think. It's called Junior Olympics because it's not the real Olympics, and it's for youth. It's for youth.
Yeah.
But you guys, I don't think you guys realize the amount of competition you're running against. We talked about it with the coaches. When you go to some of these meets that you guys go to, you're competing against, the boys at least, are competing against a gold medalist with Quincy Wilson, 4x4. So anybody else have anything to say before we move on and finish up?
I've been runner-up state champion in long jump 3 times now. Hurdles, I was runner-up last year. I got 3rd this year. I was also on the 4x1 that won and both of the 4x2s. Yeah.
Okay. So to wrap up, a couple of things to think about. First of all, do you want to talk a little bit about your underclassmen that you're leaving behind that are coming up? You know, any thoughts about any of them? I guess let me put it this way: is there anything about any of them that motivates you?
I'm very excited to watch, in particular, our distance side with Candace Edens and Allie Jones. You know, they really did pull out some big points for us in that 1,000. And then, of course, our 4x8, they're all underclassmen. I'm really excited to see what they will do coming in. I mean, mostly freshmen, sophomores. They've already accomplished so many things this year in particular, just placing that high at a state level. And I really do think that this year our state it's more competitive than it's ever been across all the whole board, like no matter what age division or what events.
Indoor track is growing across the state.
Definitely, yeah. But I'm very excited to see what they will do.
I think on the sprinter side, Leah Cowden, she's really stepped up this year, not even just as a role model, but as a runner, not even competing last season. And then this year coming out as a sophomore and running an individual event, she's running the 500, and she busted out some points for us, which was an amazing accomplishment for her.
I think she won the region and placed 8th in the state, right? Mm-hmm.
There's a kid that didn't get to run this year, but Carter Pendergraf. Mm-hmm. He really works really hard. And I see a lot, like, we're very similar people. We always, like, stay in the room together. We always sit next to each other and eat. Like, we built a bond, and him as a freshman coming in, and he's run some really good times. Having a training partner is a huge deal. And I think him watching me compete and practice and him kind of picking up the ways of how our track program does it, he's going to be a really, really good athlete. He already is, but he's going to be really good in track and football. And another kid is the distance, Colin Chastain. The amount of time that he puts in, the miles a week that he runs, it's really a game changer for him, and I'm excited to see what he holds as well.
Okay.
Also, Michaela Edens, she's been on the 4x1, 4x2 all 3 years. She's going to be a senior next year, and we won't be here to run it, so I know that she'll lead the team the best she can.
Okay.
And, of course, Lillian Williams, too. She was on our 4x1 last year. She is a very quick sprinter, and she was a freshman last year. So this year I'm really excited to see how quick she'll get and what all we can run.
Okay. So to wrap up, any thoughts that you have about the upcoming outdoor season or just anything that we've not talked about that you wanted to mention about your career or the upcoming season or anything like that?
For outdoor, I really just think it's a game of who works harder. I mean, we did win indoor on the girls' side, and we have won outdoor before. So, I mean, really the target's on our back, especially coming in. Knowing that we did win by quite a few points in indoor, it's going to be a battle for sure, but I really just think as long as we keep our work ethic up and work as hard as we can, then we should be okay, but, I mean, it's not going to be easy at all.
Right. Anybody else?
There's a lot of records to be broken. There's a lot that haven't been reset, and all around the board, I think every event, there's no record that can be held. I don't think
that's what records are for.
Yeah, they're meant to be broken. And
their goals to
like personally, I want to beat my own records. And there's a lot of kids that are coming up. Like AJ Huff is making some big moves in the shot put, and Colin Chastain and Elijah Stafford. He's a junior. He's really really pushing himself, and I'm really excited to see what all everybody can do.
I'm super excited to watch on the boys' side, the 4x8's really competitive with the amount of distance runners they have, and they want to do it, and they go out there every time as hard as they can.
Anything else? All right, well, I want to thank you guys for being here today. Congratulations on your accomplishments so far, and we look forward to the season to come. And, you know, this being seniors, this will be your last season, so hopefully you can leave out of here with, you know, good thoughts and feeling that you've achieved everything you wanted to achieve. And if not, you know, this is the time to get ready to achieve those things, because your season's getting ready to start. You got meets coming up here in the next week or so. We talked about earlier with the coaches, if you want to come see these kids perform, there's the track schedule will be posted, and we've got some meets coming up. March 25th and April 11th is a big meet for the Invitational here on Saturday, so it'd be a good time to come and watch these kids perform and see what it's all about, see what we get to see when we're out here watching these kids as officials and coaches. You can watch it from the stands and you'll be able to see it. It's not easy to miss, I can tell you that.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you. Uh-huh.